At the beginning of our reading from Colossians, Paul says, if you have been raised with Christ, if. Such an important word, two letters long. And what Paul is wanting to get at is the following. If we have come into this living relationship with Jesus, if we have called him Lord, if we have taken and appropriated our baptism in the way that he would want us to, then we are to see that our life is to be lived from the perspective of heaven. If you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on the things that are above, our heart. Think of this word in French. Excuse my French accent, Gabe. Cœur, the French word for heart. In Latin, it's the word core. Core, cœur, heart. What is the core? The core is the center. And what Paul is wanting us to understand is that if we have been raised with Christ, then the center of our life is to now have its focus in heaven because we have died with him, and our life is now hidden with God in Christ. As I thought about that image, what came to my mind were those beautiful Russian dolls, right? That you've got the big doll, then the smaller doll, then the smaller doll, then the smaller doll, and then the little doll. And that little doll, that's like our heart. And if we think about the dolls being the multifaceted dimension of who Jesus is and who we are in relation to him, we are hidden in that place that one day, as all of the different levels are opened up, we will discover fully what it is to be in him. St. Augustine, who understood this so well because he was an expert in sin, spoke about when we live a life where we are disorientated, when we're not living from the heart, from the core, that we live in a land of unlikeness. Think about that. A land of unlikeness. And then think of some of those things that Paul mentioned in Colossians. Fornication, anger, envy, idolatry, dissensions, wrath. What do those do to relationships? They disorientate us. It is indeed like we are in a land of unlikeness. But what happens when our lives become orientated in Christ? We come into this place where we are coming home and we are being unified. Now, in that reading from Colossians, Paul says something that if you caught it, you might think, well, we're to get rid of all wrath, but it speaks about the wrath of God. That God's wrath is exercised against all sin. Now, what in the world could this mean? Well, in order to answer that question, we actually have to go over to Romans, where Paul writes the following in Romans chapter 1. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. So our hearts are set in heaven, and from heaven the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness. And then a little later, Paul puts it like this. Therefore, God gave them up to the lust of their hearts. Interesting. Where's our heart supposed to be? Set in heaven. What happens in the land of unlikeness? Our hearts are set on lusts. And if we do not willingly say, I want to turn to Jesus, then here Paul says, God's wrath is visited by giving people up to themselves. And so we are invited to be the kind of people who understand that there's always this tension between the reality of our heart being hidden with Christ in heaven, but we still have to live in this world. One of the things that Jesus helps us to understand in our gospel today is how to orientate our lives aright. St. Thomas Aquinas said that there are four typical substitutes for God. Four things that we set our core, our heart, our cœur on. And they are the following. Wealth, pleasure, power, and honor. Wealth, power, pleasure, and honor. That we all seem to have this tendency because in a way we live in the land of unlikeness, that this is where we set our heart. But what happens if we put them first? We lose ourselves. So think again about four of the Beatitudes that we heard. And listen to them this way. Blessed are you who are poor now. Or blessed are you who are not addicted to material possessions, but are learning to practice the way of detachment to material things. How free you will be to pursue God and his kingdom. Blessed are you who are hungry now, or blessed are you who are not addicted to the need for pleasure at all costs. For when you live a life centered on holiness and virtue, you can grow in practicing self-denial and temperance. Blessed are you who weep now, or that is, blessed are you who are not addicted to power, always needing to feel in control. When you can let go and let God, there is an interior space that can allow for joy to well up from the inside. I mean, most of us are getting up here in age. And aren't we learning this, I hope? I mean, slowly, very slowly, I'm learning this. I am not in control. I am not. And the more we can live from that place, there is an interior freedom. The cœur, the core, the heart is able to let go and truly grow in trusting God. And then this last one, blessed are you when people hate you, or blessed are you when you're not addicted to the need for honor and approval. Then you'll discover and come to know that the approval we all need the most is the one that Jesus alone can give us. How many people in the 21st century devote their lives to the pursuit of wealth, power, pleasure, and honor? It's everywhere. But you see, if you don't know, if your heart, your core, your cœur is not hidden with Christ in God in heaven, then of course we're going to put those four things as first in our lives. Now, with all of this said, listen again to part of our collect for today that puts it in prayer. Oh God, the protector of those who hope in you, the protector. Our lives are hidden with him, right? In that innermost all. The protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has a firm foundation. Because wealth, power, honor, pleasure, they can all be taken from us, and they all will be in one way or another. But when God is our foundation, listen to what we go on to pray. Grant that with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass. Nothing wrong with wealth, power, honor, and pleasure in their right place. The good things, but they are the good things that pass in such a way that we will hold fast even now to those that endure. Remember your core. Remember. It is hidden with Christ in heaven.